No work for you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. His name is Charles. He's 24 with a six-month-old to support. And like a growing number of Americans, he has no job. So he put up an ad.
I put an ad up on Craigslist just to do some work around people's houses, clean gutters, you know, landscape.
Before long, he got a call, but it wasn't from a client. It was an investigator for the state of Washington.
And then he wanted to fine me $1,000 for putting that ad up on there and not being a government contractor.
Because in his ad, in addition to offering to do yard work and clean gutters, he also offered to do anything including, quote, fixing your toilet.
If you're advertising to be a handyman, you have to be a registered contractor.
Elaine Fisher with the State Department of Labor and Industries, who says that just because you're desperate for work doesn't mean you can just go out and, you know, work.
These laws were enacted by the legislature based on the kind of consumer complaints that they were hearing from their constituents.
Last year, the department fined 1,200 people who tried to work in Washington State without a license. Does seem unfair to people who are desperate for work, but on the other hand, we all know how annoying a botched repair job can be. I remember the last time I tried to unclog a sink, I attached a hose to my leaf blower and jammed it in the drain, which seemed like a clever idea until a geyser of ground-up food erupted from the adjacent sink. You see, if only the state had threatened to fine me for convincing myself to hire me, even though I wasn't bonded. As it turns out, I'm still trying to get a refund from myself for the cost of the plumber I finally had to call, but of course, I'm impossible to reach. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.